You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Has it been built up in this mirror? Yes, it has. But where is it now? To non-fact. We got the gossipers in the house. Check in. You can't do it. You can't build on another man's foundation. If God don't insert you in, you can't do it. Do you think he'll allow me and the system pastor not to be on one accord? And ain't nothing funny about me. And ain't nothing funny about the girl either. Somebody need to roll over there. Until God come in, I have a major problem with men, especially my kind. So it ain't about that. How can two walk together unless they agree? We shut down some stuff when we ain't in agreement. Oh, I ain't hearing nobody. This is real deep. But God is deeper. We want to see everybody else and we don't see ourselves. But that we sow, we got to reap. That we sow, we got to reap. Oh. Check me if I'm in myself today. Pastor, I want you to call me. And I know you're here. Well, Pastor, call me today if I'm in myself. Call me today. Because God ain't playing. He ain't playing with me, and he definitely ain't playing with you. That little bit of stuff that done made us crazy ain't enough. Because he got some stuff will blow your mind. But we don't want to get on real street. We want to hang around the bend. Because it means I don't have to do nothing. But just pretend I'm doing something. I won't line up with the word of God. I won't take self out of the way. I won't let God move hindrance. Ain't nobody hearing me now. But God be the glory for who he is and the power he possesses. I don't know about nobody. Time is winding up, and you don't never get assured when your time might come. But it will be a plus if you won't be in denial. It will be a greater move if you ain't reasoning. Can I get somebody? It will be more than enough if you wouldn't see everybody else and don't see yourself. Can I give God some praise? Can I lift him up today? Time is winding up. Every day it allows us to get closer to our time up here. And we still acting like we got a whole lot of time. We got people holding us in bondage. Ain't nobody here, man. We got people dictating to the spirit of the living God. Somebody check me in the house. But I know that I know if you go down on your knee with a sincere cry and say, "Hear my Lord, I need you to come in and fix me." Hallelujah. We don't want none of that stuff we don't know nothing about. We want that we so confident we know about. That means I can do what I want to do and God understand. That's what they're teaching in us all. That's why we got so many people sure they're going to heaven anyhow. My God, I give you praise. I lift you up today. The devil wait for you to get mad with God. Well, he can put more out there for you. I don't believe that is God. Well, then you think what you like. Because God is God, whether you think it or whether you believe it. He'll come up in your house and tear it down. Ain't nobody hearing me today. And I'm talking about this one. He'll tear it down. Shake all the surety out of this house. And your old water being assured that you already are. He'll make a fool out of you. Not only people will be laughing at you. My God, they'll set up a fruit stand with you. But I give him praise this morning. I keep on telling on myself. I keep on telling God, thank you, because you're more than enough. I want to empty out everything that hindered my growth in you. That close up to me and that far distant from me. If you keep on wiggling in things long distance, after a while it'll get up close to you. But I tell the Lord, I'm so grateful for where you got me right now. I know. If I call out to you with a sincerity and with an honesty, make me better, Lord. Make me better. Because some of these things will get up in there and it'll cover you and it'll mess you up. But if I keep telling the Lord all about me, he can do something just for me. I told him I got 3 children, but teach me how to put them back in your hand. And wherever they so desire, keep me looking unto you. Whatever you have to do, keep me angled up in you. My soul, thirsting after his righteousness. Hallelujah. And I ain't hating on you if you ain't there. I ain't hating on you if you don't think you can go there. But I thank him today for all his many blessings. Can anybody say he's been good to me? And better yet, he's good to me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went and prayed for somebody yesterday, and I couldn't raise my hand. Ain't nobody hear me. And I couldn't hardly sleep all night long. But I said, God, I give you praise. I'll thank you, because you're more than enough. Hallelujah. You're more than enough. Even though your body might get afflicted, but God is greater than the affliction. Anybody want to praise him with me? Anybody want to say, I can't stop now? You are too good to me. Look at all the dangers I have already come. But your love has kept me. Ain't nobody hearing me. Look where you brought me from. Look how you allow me to make up my mind to stay when all my surroundings done fall apart. Thank you today, Lord. You keep on sealing my heart. You keep on taking out the impurity. Thank you. I thank you today. What a mighty God. What a mighty Savior. What a mighty healer. Honey, mighty Josiah. Thank you for laying your hands on me. My God, we don't mind him laying his hand on us, but when we get better, we don't want no more of him. Ain't nobody him in the house, but it will be a plus if you grab it and put it in your heart and say, God, keep me. And when I want to go astray, remind me of what you've done for me. And it's going to make me get in a line, say, I can't quit now for all you brought me through. Hallelujah. With the stubbornness has overtaken me. You told me to sit my butt down and know that I'm gone. But we got the running spirit in them. Ain't nobody here, man. Because I got a ministry and ain't nobody going to stop it. Guess who stopped your ministry? You yourself. I bless his name today because can't nobody stop what God to release. Hallelujah. I bless his name today. I give him glory. He's a mighty God. Can't no devil, can't no spirit stop what God is doing when you make up your mind. Keep on doing me. That means fixing me. Hallelujah. And if he happened to put a hindrance in your pathway, if you keep this Jesus, he'll keep kicking the hindrance butt. Over and over again. Ain't nobody hear him in the house. He'll keep showing you, I'm still God. I'm still God. No matter what you face, I'm still God. Because ain't nobody. Can do you like I can. Oh, yes. My soul say yes. Oh, my God. When it ain't feeling good, my soul say yes. And when it don't look like nothing good can come out, I keep on saying yes. If you say yes on the day, he'll bring you through the day. I ain't hear nobody. Somebody say, yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. You got to mean it. Because some trouble going to come. And it'll take you back from you. Yeah. I ain't hear nobody. I ain't hear nobody. Say, yeah. Put me in your last yes line. Yes. I don't want to get out your line. Help me, Lord. Help me. My soul thirsts after your righteousness. And when you get to your soul, you stop worrying about your flesh. Come out and help me. Because flesh gonna mess up all the time. Ain't nobody hearing me in the house. But when you keep on saying yes, way down on the inside. Things don't look like, it don't look like, it don't feel like that God is moving in your behalf. But I dare you to get your eyes on him. I dare you to allow him to move you up to another level. I dare you to close my mouth and I open up my heart. I don't see who's going to win. Because the battle ain't mine. It is the Lord. I'm going to see who's going to win. Oh, we don't stay long enough for God to so proof out my winner. Hallelujah. We take matters in our own hand. Ain't no devil too big for God. Ain't no spirit well as sin ain't a wish. It's greater than God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you praise today. We scared of these things that come and attack us. My God, my God. We got some close up on us who told you they love you like that. Hallelujah. Why can't we look and see? That's an assignment to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to say, Lord, I need your help now. In the wee hours of the night, you have to slip up out of there and say, I need you, Lord. Can't make it without your help, Lord. Can't make it. Can't make it without your help. I need you. I ain't talking about when you got money in your pocket. And when you don't arrive and over there where you think the rivalness is. Your job ain't giving you no hair. Ain't nobody hearing me. But when your spiritual man is coming on an attack of the adversary, I'm going to see what you're going to do then. Ain't nobody hearing me. If you ain't made up your mind, you're going to do the devil. But if you made up your mind, you're going to stand and say, I got to keep doing Jesus. It's just you, Jesus. I ain't going to question you right where I am now. I'm going to praise you right up in this devil den. I'm going to give you glory with all of this mess going on to defile who you are in my life. You are a way maker, and I believe if I have to close my eyes, fall out under the anointing, and get up and say, I still say, your power is all power. Hallelujah. 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 So what if he sent the devil himself? The devil himself came to Jesus. Can tell you what he can give you. And we fall for what he can give us. He can't give us nothing but more problems and more hell. Maybe I ain't talking to nobody today. I'm trying to get to the word. I'm trying to get to the word. It ain't nobody's fault but ours when we don't allow all these little amps and imps to come shift us. In the house, we got people ain't speaking to each other because of unnecessary mess. It should not be that important that you move out of your place in God for celebrityism, for the so-called friendshipism. Friends fall out daily. I ain't hear nobody. When you fall out with you, they tell everybody what you done told them. But if you tell Jesus, he won't tell nobody. But we don't want to tell him. We want to tell some natural being that can give you their opinion. You don't get to God by opinion. You get to him when you start believing that he's greater than what he allowed me to be at. Oh, I bless him today. I said the lady said, I've been serving God for 39 years. And I've been lifting my devilish family up to God. And now I got a situation. But I told them, if you happen to come by and see me, you can say that that is an individual. Believe and trust God to the end. Say, he didn't bring me this far. He allowed me to see he educated all my children. He made provision for me and my children. Ain't none of them in jail. Ain't none of them strung out on drugs. I got a right to serve him. My husband walked off and left me with the children. And he didn't care whether we ate. Neither both sides. And she said, this situation ain't too hard for God. And this is a life situation. Because the doctor don't say it. But she said, there's another doctor. His name is Jesus. And I declare he's a healer. Well, Shabani. She said, I told him, he said, I want you to go to prayer 3 times a day. And I'm going to show you my power. We don't want to go no farther than comfort zone. My God. It takes more in your comfort zone. You got to let God show you I'm God in every situation. Well, he told me to come to this passage of scripture today. And I got to go there because I don't know about y'all, but I got to obey him because I got some things trying to hinder me. Are you hearing me? And I have to take him daily. If somebody up in here done took him yearly and all that, I pity you. But he's a daily provider. If you can't believe that he can get you through the day, you won't worry about tomorrow because it ain't promised to none of us. Ain't nobody hearing me. Getting all frustrated to go to work tomorrow, it should not be. You need to take advantage of the day. And whatever you have to face tomorrow or tonight, so be it. Anybody hear me? God wants us to come out of the wilderness. And I know we don't believe that was the Israelites in the wilderness, and that was the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. He said, now I'm dropping my word. So if he said we're in a wilderness situation, we are. And we're begging him to bring us out with things. We want our flesh to be pacified. We don't want it to be suicide, dead. We want the comfort of saying we serve God. And we always want to get something for nothing. Ain't nobody hear me. He don't need our little independent money. Ain't nobody hear me. But we need to believe that he is everything we need him to be. Amen? And if he don't give you a rush on it, that don't mean that he can't do it. Can I help somebody? But I don't know about you. Check yourself. We have not been good. Young and old, I want you to do the survey today. Not on nobody else but yourself. Mama can't do it on her children because we are individuals. Has he has done enough for you for us to recognize that he's God? Don't fool yourself. Because the flakiness of trying to fool others is being shut down. God uncovering some people who were thinking and acting like they was all of that. Don't think don't nobody see you or know what you're doing. Some people just say, go on with your bad self. Because God got a way to spank that hiding when he so desire. That means to get your attention. Oh, I bless him today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Because he's a mighty God. If you would, come with me to 1 John, the 4th chapter. I'm trying to hurry and let people get up out of here because the enemy got us saying, I got to hurry and get home and get my eat on. That's how we getting all these spirits in. We just eating some more up in us. Anybody hear me? Go out to the restaurant, everybody eating till they fall out. Ain't nobody hear me. And then you bring your little doggy bag trying to bring something home. That food don't last long when you put it in the bag and sneaking out the restaurant. It don't taste the same while it's hot there. I ain't talking about the people who just greedy. Got them a little carry-on bag. Got them 5 or 6 rolls. They shrink down. The chicken get the weaseling. Is it okay if I keep real? You go clowns and gather up all they sweets and they stick together. They don't taste the same. Been there and done that. Everybody hear me? Especially when you loan funds and money, you got all the children with a bag. We going to have this for snack tonight. God is a good God. All the time God is good. Is anybody believing it? It's okay, Sister Stephanie. I believe it. You believe it. That's 2 of us. How about you, Minister Thomas? Do you believe it? Oh, that's 3 of us. We done got the thing going. He said, well, 2 or 3 be in the midst. Us don't have to say nothing. Come on, 1 o'clock. He's good. If you ain't had no spanking classes, no real spanking classes, them kind that's for disobedience, you get in a spanking class. Ain't nobody hear me. Glory to God. He is a mighty God, and I'm so grateful to him that he will allow me to stand here today and obey him. I'm just crazy enough to believe. Is it easy? No, it's not. Because the enemy will mash on anybody. Some people just won't tell the truth. Oh, my God. I say, I thank God for keeping gas in my car. I hop up in that thing and turn the air on high and get me some praise on and ride all over Jacksonville. Ain't nobody hear me? I ride out there where don't nobody know me. You don't want to entertain no spirits that know you. Ain't nobody hear me. I ain't going to Jacksonville Beach because a lot of us trying to get some shade on us, and we already shaded. Somebody going to tell us that we need sunscreen. Woo. I believe that God conditioned our skins for the sun. Ain't nobody hear me. It's okay if you think you out there looking cute out there trying to roast a shade dogger. I try to stay away from that sun because I'm already here in that black beauty area. Yes, sir. Amen. I ain't said don't go to the beach and get your tan on. That ain't what I'm saying. But I don't need to go out there and lay in that sun because it's about 100. I have to pull off some layers and I might get scared on what I see after I pull that one off. And anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm thankful with this color I got here. I looked up under my bracelet. It's a little light, so that means I need to back off from the sun a little bit. Anybody hear me? Mm-hmm. Yes. I water my flowers early in the morning or late at night. Mm-hmm. Somebody mad already. You telling me I don't need to go to the beach? I ain't tell you not to go. Lay out there naked. One of them cars run over you. They pick up what left for you and put it in the thing and take you to the doctor. Said the doctor say, I just want to know why were you laying out there? Your skin is dark. But that's what everybody doing here. Well, you wrong and broke up. That's why everything nobody doing. Amen. Yes, it's good God. Amen. If you would come with me to starting at verse 7. The Lord told me to talk about love today. And it's okay that we said we love the Lord. Liars. Because we don't obey the Lord. I ain't hear nobody. But because we got this itching and this belief that we say we love him when we don't obey him. But what we won't talk about, how much he loves you and I. Because he sent his only begotten son down here. And ain't now one of us, if our children don't crack cocaine, they walk in the street, ain't got no good sense. And they can't stay for stealing people's stuff. We ain't going to try to let our children get killed for nobody. Hey, y'all ain't going to act deep on me. Everybody child left up out of here because the power of God took them out of here. And ain't nothing mama and them or daddy and them or other than them can do about it. Is it all right if we keep it real today? But because he sent his only son down here to a cruel, nasty world as this world is, to unify, for us to identify, that look, I love y'all. Are you hearing me? I didn't have to send my son down here, but I want to show you. I want him to represent how I feel about you. I remember apostle telling a prophet the story about the prophet when the Lord told him to marry the whore. The man would look like, excuse me, apostle, what are you telling me this for? He said, I ain't feeling you. I don't understand what you're telling me. He kept on with the story, but we ain't going to go to that story. Mm-hmm. The reason he told him to marry the prostitute, all them children she had. It's a bad thing. It's okay for you to know children ain't yours. But when you think you done hit and made a baby, and you hit and miss and didn't get no baby, and that sister getting naming them names, let you name them. You know you messed up. Name this one Cartwright Jr. That's the man name. He ain't Cartwright Jr., son. But he let the prophet marry the whore. And the reason was where he could feel how he felt about us. Is that all right? Sometimes God allows us to get hooked up in a situation. He wants us to know and feel how much he loves us and you took it for granted. Ain't hear nobody. What I said earlier, I believe that if you don't want to obey God, I believe that you should have the free authority to do what you want to do. Amen. If anybody know me, that's the way I roll. I ain't going to tell you if God done told me. I'm going to let God show you. And the best lesson we can have when God show us. Somebody can tell you that ain't for you, but when you get it and God show you, don't nobody have to tell you nothing else. You might not say nothing, but you know that you done messed up. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, glory to God. And then what we going to do, we going to take classes, try to make it look like it's secured. Them classes ain't doing nothing but clicking your mind out. Oh, God, I bless you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.